Now.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local meat importer has welcomed a new trade agreement between South Africa and the US on chicken imports. South Africa has signed a one-year deal with the US to allow chicken imports as long as they're safe from bird flu outbreaks. Currently, South Africa has temporarily banned all Brazilian chicken imports despite outbreaks being limited to one region. George Saldi of the Pinetown-based Murloc Foods says the flexible policy should be extended to other key suppliers, especially Brazil. Saldi warns the ban threatens millions of low-cost meals as Brazil supplies most of the mechanically deboned meat.
It is encouraging that the Department of Agriculture has now formally requested technical information from Brazil to lift the current ban on chicken imports. I call on authorities to act with speed once they receive the relevant information. We expect this announcement within the coming week. Mechanically deboned chicken imported from Brazil is an important ingredient in polony and sausages and is needed by millions of food insecure South Africans to avoid a hunger crisis.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the finance minister will have the final say on the budget for the upcoming national dialogue. The first national convention to enable an all-inclusive process will be convened in August to set the agenda for the national dialogue. The dialogue's preparatory committee has projected the cost to exceed 700 million rand. Mashatile says Minister Enoch Godongwana will assess all expenses related to the dialogue.
Normally, when there are activities like this, officials will start planning, will project the cost of accommodation, this and that. The Minister of Finance will finally decide whether funds are available or we need to cut down. He will deal with that.
And the fourth cohort of SANDF members who were deployed in the DRC is set to return home today. The third group of around 220 soldiers landed in Bloemfontein yesterday. The phased return is part of a planned withdrawal from the SADC mission area. All soldiers are expected to be back home by the end of the month. In the Western Cape, SANParks has fined religious groups for illegally starting fires in Table Mountain National Park in Cape Town. Rangers have found multiple groups violating fire safety rules and removed them from Boys Drive and Pecks Valley. SANParks confirmed the fire is now contained with no property damage reported. One volunteer firefighter was treated for smoke inhalation. Mop-up operations are continuing and the public is urged to avoid nearby trails until it's safe to return. And abroad, MPs will debate and vote on decriminalising abortion in England and Wales later. One proposal would mean women can't be investigated or imprisoned for terminating their pregnancy before 24 weeks. It would echo changes in Northern Ireland in 2019. But Orla Campbell says she still had to fight for an abortion there after developing sepsis at 23 weeks.
I would have died, and my daughter was dying. It was a compassionate choice. When we got the postmortem after, the infection had went into her wee body too, and she had nuclear debris in her lungs. If she had have survived, it would have been a very, very painful existence.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. The top story this hour, a local meat importer has welcomed a new trade agreement between South Africa and the US on chicken imports. South Africa has signed a one-year deal with the US to allow chicken imports as long as they're safe from bird flu outbreaks. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.